Beware of fishers. Fishing is on the rise. Not the kind where fish are caught, but a crime that cons people into giving up personal information. Phishing is when crooks send emails that look as though they come from legitimate companies asking for information about you. Phishing's involved in an alarming rise in identity theft. What exactly do these emails say to persuade people to give up their private information? We turn to Michelle Singletary. She's Day-to-Day's personal finance contributor. Michelle, what is the hook these phishers are putting out there?
Well, they send email that is so convincing. They look like they come from well-known companies like eBay, Citibank. I mean, it's so funny because you would think, common sense would say, that your bank would obviously know what your account numbers and all. But when you look at these emails, they are so clever. They'll say something like there's been a security breach or something's happened, our records have been erased, and so we need this information immediately. Today with identity theft and all kinds of fraud, people are on the alert. So when they put these sort of key phrases in there, I see why some people are susceptible to answering them.
You know, I always think, oh, no one's actually going to get their identity stolen. I mean, I read about it and we talk about it. But now I have a friend, someone I know, another journalist, whose identity was stolen a few weeks ago and her bank account was just about cleaned out. It's just amazing. They're getting very sophisticated about doing this.
They are so sophisticated, so clever. It used to be you can really tell these emails because there were misspellings, grammatical errors, and now they're so good at what they do. Listen, this is something that you need to take very, very seriously. If someone steals your identity and then opens up credit cards and sometimes it gets involved in criminal activity, it could take you years to clean this up. And on average, you know, somewhere between $1,000 and $2,000 to clear it up. So you need to be very vigilant about this and take a lot of precautions.
So what do you do to protect yourself? What kinds of precautions are you talking about?
Well, first of all, and I got this from the American Bankers Association, so you can go to their website, ABA. They've got a lot of good information about how to protect yourself from phishing. Well, the number one thing is if you get an email, don't click the link that is provided in the email. Sometimes your bank or someone may, in fact, send you an email. Go to the website that you have used before. Don't use the one that's in the email that they send. Secondly, you want to be sure that it's a secure site, so you want to look for a little padlock or key at the bottom of your browser. And when you're sending personal financial information, to be sure that it's a secure site, it should say HTTP and the S on the end. Normally it just says HTTP with no S. So look for that S. And listen, don't respond to email that warns you of some dire consequences if you don't validate information right away. My thing is, I generally ignore all of these emails. I just delete them immediately. I figure if my bank or someone really wants to contact me, they will give me a call. But listen, even if you get a call from someone saying they represent your financial institution, check them out. They may even give you a number to call them back. Don't use that number. Go to your bank statements or call information, get the number, and you call them. And again, this may seem so rudimentary. It may seem like, you know, you've heard this before, but lots of folks are being scammed. Lots of folks are victims of phishing. Please, please take precaution, especially during this holiday season.
Michelle Singletary writes the Color of Money financial column for the Washington Post. She's personal finance contributor to Day to Day and the author of the paperback Spend Well, Live Rich. Michelle, thank you.
You're so welcome.